Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago, where I am brewing some kombucha and where I'm in the process of making colloidal silver. I also have some sauerkraut fermenting in my authentic German crock. I'm enjoying some elderberry kombucha today during the program. One of our listeners very generously sent me a bottle of elderberry concentrate, which I have used with green tea to make elderberry kombucha. Thanks to Mike. Thanks for joining me today and for listening to RBN. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, and you will be able to see a list of the guests together with links to their websites. For questions or comments during the program, email spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna at spingola.com. I don't access that email during the program, so be sure and send your email to spingola1 at yahoo.com. If you wish to contribute to the RBN Pledge Drive, just call 800-724-2719, and I hope that you will support RBN by purchasing products from their website, including business cards, bumper stickers, and other items. You may also subscribe to the archives at a higher rate than $1.33 per month, or purchase some advertising if you happen to have a product or service that you wish to promote. Again, you may do that by calling 800-724-2719 or going to republicbroadcasting.org. My guest today is Clint Richardson. He is the producer, director, writer of Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination. That came out in September of last year. His newest movie is Kaffir School, School Districts, and The Lottery. And that was disseminated as of December 13th, 2011. His websites are Reality Blogger with 1G, realityblogger.wordpress.com, and clint4p.com, that's the numeral 4, the letter p.com, and thecorporationnation.com. Don't forget to add the to thecorporationnation.com. Welcome to the program, Clint.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back.
Yes. Our last program together was on Valentine's Day. So that's been quite a while, but I know that you were taking a little bit of time to do some projects, and so I'm just really delighted to have you back on the program. I've missed you.
Me too. Thank you.
All righty. You've been doing a lot of things. You've written some great things. You also subbed on the radio for, what, 10 days? Was that like 10 days you have?
It sure seemed like it. Yeah, it was 7 days plus weekend, yeah.
Yeah. And you had some very good guests, and you also have those audio files on your website at realityblogger.wordpress.com.
I do, and specifically, you know, you had a gentleman named Bert from Colorado on your program, and he is actually one of my favorite people to talk to. My most favorite person in the world, well, besides you, Deanna, is this gentleman named Hal Anthony. And, you know, we've done a few shows together as well, and whenever we get together and talk, brilliant things come out of this man's mouth, and thus a lot of my understandings and beliefs are always changed. So I would highly recommend, just for the purposes of understanding the concept of land ownership, what public lands actually are, and the concept that mining is the only way to actually get private property in this country.
All righty. We'll pick that up on the other side of the break. We will be back in 3 minutes with our guest today, Clint Richardson. Stay tuned.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Guest today is Clint Richardson, and his website is Reality Blogger with just one G, realityblogger.wordpress.com. And Clint, you were talking about Hal Anthony, and I have had the pleasure of having him on my radio program. It's been several months, and you were talking about land ownership and how that that relates to mining laws and mining claims. You want to talk about that a bit?
Well, it's just that. You know, after you talk to this guy a while and you have a chance to talk to him a few times, you start to realize, first of all, what a what a guru he is on this particular subject, but also expanding that into the U.S. code as far as what, you know, what's actually written in these such things as the, you know, the state constitutions, the actual U.S. code itself. And you really find that, unfortunately, the truly America's last hope, we've heard that the sheriffs are the last hope, and perhaps that has some truth to it. But the fact of the matter is that mining claims are the only thing left in America because of that original 1870-something mining law that actually allows someone to claim the full property outside of government jurisdiction. It's quite an amazing thing to realize because, again, we do not have private property rights, unfortunately, in this country. It seems like we do, of course, the second you register your property, you become a tenant, you become a resident, a something other than a free and clear thing. It's quite incredible to come to the realization that there's only a few people in this country that actually have land, true land that's in their name and their name only, and those are the miners. Because that's the only way to actually acquire the mineral estate. And that means that you've got a piece of pie that goes all the way to the center of the earth. The government cannot come in and take anything from it as long as you're showing that you're using that land for those purposes. And this really is the only method left of of actually getting this type of property. And everything else is being held by the Bureau of Land Management. The Bureau of Land Management basically, is the holder of land until someone claims it. Well, guess what? The mining estate, the entire concept of mining has been so lost, even to most miners out there, that they're losing that property. And Hal, I think, needs to be... He's one of these people like Walter Burian that are underutilized and yet need to be recognized as one of the most important people out there. And so that's just my humble opinion. But I wanted to read something that might sort of make this a little bit clearer. We've been going through the state constitutions. Now, basically, when the states became states. Before that, they were territories, and what we find is that at the constitutional conventions of each state, not the main constitution, the federal one, but when each territory became a state, there was always this very uniform writing that took place, and it's actually quite chilling when you actually read what it says, and each one is very much the same. For instance, excuse me, the Colorado State Constitution, in its enabling act, says something very specific. It says, secondly, that the people inhabiting said territory do agree and declare that they forever disclaim all right and title to the unappropriated public lands lying within said territory. In other words, the people disclaim all right and title to the lands in the territory, which then became a state. And
interesting.
And that the same shall be and remain at the sole and entire disposition of the United States, referring to the United States as the federal government, of course, Washington, D.C. So in other words, every state, besides the 13 colonies, basically everything past the Mississippi and a few more, have this type of writing, and it's very uniform in the Uniform the Corporation Acts. Are basically, I mean, the bar was busy even before the bar existed, basically, creating this type of wording. And so basically, again, what we have is when a territory became a state, when free men became citizens, they went from being free men to basically giving allegiance and subservience to the United States, that foreign entity. And so the concept of states' rights really is almost a misnomer when you consider that all these things were pledged to the United States in something other than just good faith. This is actually more like a compact or a contract. And so, again, the wording is similar in Utah, Montana, Texas. It's all the same. And when I found this out and I started researching, and there's, of course, other things in there, but it's quite an eye-opener, to say the least.
Well, that's interesting, because I know that the Bureau of Land Management has gave grants to people who fought in certain wars, maybe 60 acres or whatever, and they gave them a land patent. But you're saying now that with the implementation of the state constitutions, that land that they gave away really does not belong to them, nor the property on which my house sits. And well, even if your house is paid for, you still don't own the land. You may just own the dwelling.
Well, the house that you paid for is registered with the state. The car that you paid for, you know, the state has the original manufacturer's statement of origin. That is the title of the car. You have a certificate of title for your car. Thus, the state can take your car anytime it wants to. You are basically a resident of that car, just like you are a resident on your property. As long as you follow the rules, pay the bills, pay your taxes, everything's fine. But the second you don't, this is where the power to take your home comes from. It is not does not come from eminent domain only. It comes from the fact that you've deeded your property to something else, and that is the government. And so the concept of private property has literally been ripped from out from under us. And you know, when you start taking, when you take step back and take sort of a wider global view, because we have to start doing that, considering the United Nations and all of its treaties and everything that's happening. And I see, of course, in my financial reporting that I look at, that the government is thinking about ditching the United States financial reporting standards from GASB and the Federal Accounting Standards Board, and they're talking about adopting global standards. We're already on a United States / Canada standard, but we're about to go global with just about every standard and practice. And so when you really take a step out and you understand that the United Nations and its, you know, its Agenda 21, sustainable development, green, everything else has completely, you know, gotten its fingers into everything. And you take into consideration that United Nations International Declaration of Human Rights, which, you know, has two very specific things. One of those being that the individual right comes secondary to the collective, completely opposite of what we've always believed in this country. And second, that there is no private property. Private property rights are completely, completely null and void, again, because the good of the collective. If the road needs to be widened, well, your property's taken. And, of course, the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution, which we somehow still call a right, is solely responsible for that takings clause, where it says your life, your liberty, and your property can be taken with due process of law and just compensation. So there again, what is due process of law? Well, the Bar Association quickly usurped its right and power to decide what due process was. It claimed the right of due process very shortly after the Constitution was created. I can think of several quotes from Thomas Jefferson and others who say, look, the judiciary was supposed to be the weakest, least powerful body of government, and in the time of the Founding Fathers, that judicial has become the most powerful and remains so to this day. So,
very interesting. Of course, we hear all kinds of things about how Obama is really trying to influence the Supreme Court, particularly in regards to Obamacare, and is making all kinds of threats. But what you just said is that the Supreme Court, or the court system, the judiciary, really is more powerful than the executive or the legislative branch.
Well, it's at this point now, it's important to understand where the power lies, because when you're talking about Obama and his wife, again, you're talking about a barred attorney. So this is a guy who gave his
oath yes.
to the bar, right? You've got 56% of the Senate that are barred attorneys. You've got about 36-37% of Congress that are barred
yes.
attorneys. Now, that in itself, you know, to anybody that thinks about it for a minute, should raise a big red flag. How can you have a separation of powers, power being the key word, how can you separate power if every single person is a barred attorney?
Exactly, which goes against the original 10th Amendment. Alrighty, the 13th Amendment. We will be right back and after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. And you were elaborating on how many lawyers that are functioning. I hate to use the word serve because they don't serve anybody except their, the corporations and their own pocketbooks, but who are functioning in Washington, D.C. And we have a lot of lawyers there, and certainly that is against the original 13th Amendment, which they quickly disposed of and got forgotten during the War of 1812.
Yeah, it wasn't that convenient. It seems like wars, and now, they've replaced that. They said, we don't have to have a war. We just have to have a quote-unquote terrorist attack. And we can get rid of all that evidence. The Clinton's Whitewater papers were in the all of the evidence were in the Oklahoma City bombing, of course, Oklahoma City building when that thing went down, as well as a lot of other evidence. And so it's after a while this just gets kind of boring. It's the same exact plan just being re-implemented and changed for modern times, covering up the evidence, creating a terror to scare people into accepting things that otherwise people wouldn't accept.
And yes, indeed. And when you consider also all of the evidence in the papers and the details of all of these investigations, that were in Building 7 in Manhattan, then, yeah, they got rid of all that stuff. And, of course, they implemented the Patriot Act, which was actually written initially in 1998, but which Clinton, they couldn't have gotten it passed. The public would have said, no way. So.
Thus, we never see a good crisis go to waste, as quoted by several different... That term has seemed to have been passed around by, I don't know, Hillary Clinton and all
Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah,
Rahm Emanuel.
Master Emanuel, yes.
Yeah, I guess, well, yes. I think he was the original purveyor of that statement, but certainly seems to work. And I hope that, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, with the NATO summit being here in the Chicago area, that might be a problem. I mean, when you have somebody whose father was a terrorist with Ergun, and you yourself have fought for the Israeli state instead of, well, I don't know that anybody actually does fight for America, you know. But
it doesn't seem like it, no.
No, they're fighting for something, but it isn't for American freedom or liberty. It's, you know, the corporations and that want to go in and plunder whatever country the military is invading. So, yeah, boy, there's
again,
a lot of things going on.
That's our fault, okay? I want everybody to understand that everything that's happening is our fault. It's our, you know, we can talk about it all day till we're blue in the face, and then we can go about our business and da-da-da. But really, this boils down to, you know, the people are allowing this to happen. And one of the tools that came about to allow that to happen is the voting process, because, you know, by voting, you're giving legitimacy to these people. You're actually, it doesn't matter who you vote for, because they're always going to win. They control the elections. They control the voting machines. So when they get into office, you know, we have this concept in America that we are actually, we have this democracy kind of thing, and we don't have a democracy. We don't have a republic for sure. We don't have a democracy. We have something else. We have a situation where we are not voting for anything. We don't vote. All we do is vote for people, and those people have been given our delegate of authority to vote for us. In other words, they go and they get together and they pass a, you know, they create a 2,000-page, 3,000-page document, and they call that an act and a law. And then instead of bringing that back to the people to vote, which is what should be happening, they should just be delegates where they go, they create the law. It should be very simple. People should be able to read it and understand it and see how it applies to other law, how it changes other law. It should be 2, 3 to 10 pages at the most, and it should only cover one thing at a time, not 50. It shouldn't change every title in U.S. code. And then that should be brought back to us, the people, and we should vote on it after statesmen, people like myself, for instance, look at it and say, no, this can't be. This will take away this right, this, you know, privilege, this privilege, this privilege. Right now, instead, what we have is a bunch of guys who go and they create law, and keep in mind that most of them are attorneys. The majority of these people in the Senate, and almost the majority in Congress, are attorneys. Thus, you have billable hours to create all of these things. They get together and they create these things, and they put it on a website. You can read it. Of course, it'll take you 5, 6 days to finally get through it. And then they vote on their own creation. The people do not vote for law, and that's a very, very distinctive thing that needs to be grasped at this point. You want to know why things are so messed up? It's because you don't vote. You only vote for middle management. That is not a vote.
How true. All righty. We will be back after a word from our sponsors in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com, and you are right. We do not vote, and I would venture to say that we really never have voted for legislation or for bills. We simply put somebody in office and say, okay, here, take the responsibility for taking care of me. Take the responsibility for making the law. Check back with me in 2 or 4 years or 6 years when there's another campaign.
Do things here and there, you know, and we get to vote for propositions and some other initiatives that people can create. And that's a very important concept, that people can create these laws, these initiatives. But I mean, go find people who are actually doing it. Most of them are these United Nations-funded organizations that are doing it, and they're chances are they're trying to get some mineral rights somewhere, so they're saying you can't hunt or you can't do this. So yeah, we're in trouble in a whole other way when you actually consider that we don't have a vote in this country. I'll put it to you another way, because I've been trying to figure out what this country is for quite a long time, and I've we can sit here and we can call it fascism and we can call it other things, but when we actually try to model what this government is, it turns out I finally found something that it actually matches, and I cannot find anything that doesn't match. And so I would like people who are listening to write this word down and go research what this word actually says. And I'm going to read a short description of it. But go research what a federation is. A federation. Now, we say republic or we say democracy, but democracy is more of a descriptive word than an actual thing. A republic was the original intent, which obviously got torn down and ripped to shreds, because obviously the individual does not have representation in this country. But if we look at a federation, also known as a federal state, it's a type of sovereign state. We use the word sovereign all the time. Characterized by a union of states, of partially self-governing states or regions, as in federal regions, united by a central federal government. In a federation, the self-governing status of the component states is typically constitutionally entrenched and may not be altered by a unilateral decision of the central government. Well, that's partially true. It seems that might be the one thing that's not quite true. Federations may be multi-ethnic and cover a large area of territory. Something like India would be a good example. Although neither is necessarily the case. Federations are most often founded on an original agreement between a number of sovereign states based on mutual concerns or interests. You know, I could go on, but that is a description, basically, of what we've got. And so, you know, again, introducing the reality of the situation into what we actually have, we're no different than many other countries. There's even an International Council for Federal Countries, the Forum of Federation, which is in Canada. So, you know, again, we have to really look deep inside of ourselves and start realizing that we cannot continue to promote, for instance, the Constitution as the basis of what we would like to think our country is. We have to start accepting what we are and the fact that we really don't have a vote per se. We only vote for the the slaves vote for the slave masters, essentially. I just wish it's my dream to see this whole thing change. I don't know if it's going to. It looks to me like it's going to be a world federation pretty soon here, and we are very much a part of that. And that's sad, because if America were actually the America of what we propagandize to ourselves in this patriot movement, you know, it would be a beautiful thing. But unfortunately, as you said eloquently, we don't take responsibility for our actions. We don't take responsibility for our government. It's like a naughty child that we've given, as Walter says, Walter Buren, he says, we've given our 15-year-old kid a blank check for his allowance and expect the kid to be responsible with that blank check. That's why we're all broke and government is so wealthy.
Right. He also says, quite frequently, that we are masterfully entertained. Mm. And that is the reason, well, it is one of the situations through which we are so distracted that we really don't pay attention to what is happening to our nation. We don't pay attention to what is happening to us because of this, the media distraction. Look at all the sports, different kinds of sports there are. And I don't pay attention to sports, but I do know that it monopolizes a lot of people's time. I mean, they're just sitting there watching people work, whether they're watching football or baseball or hockey or you know, basketball or any of those things. And look at the numbers that those events draw. I mean, when you look at some of the stadiums, I mean, those stadiums are filled with, you know, anxious, very, very enthusiastic fans.
that get into riots and kill in other countries.
I mean, this is crazy. But if you have a meeting to talk about something that's really imperative, that they know about the future of the country and about the economic situation and about anything that is really vitally important, you might get 200 or 300 people.
Well,
it's always the same people.
You'll also get spit on in the face because nobody wants to talk about it. That's the sad part.
That has happened to you?
Well, yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm sorry.
By some very prominent people, actually, because, you know, that's one of the things we do in We Are Change is get in people's face and actually ask them the tough questions. So I had my attorney general of Utah almost punch me because I backed him in such a corner. He was like a scared dog and finally had to walk away. But and he's known for that, to be a very violent man. One of the other things is that they've created a new kind of sport, the kind of sport that you don't perspire. Let's take poker for an example. A poker tournament can take days to get through, and I'm a poker player because I like the interaction and the fact that you're not betting against the house. You're actually, you know, betting against other players. It's actually a wonderful thing, and all the camaraderie and the teasing and the bluffing, it's actually a really, really wonderful thing to do if you get a good group of people. Yet they're going to turn that into a sport somehow, where they're showing it almost on a hourly basis on TV, and I can't fathom that people can actually sit there and watch. Playing I could understand, but watching is the thing. I'm a huge sports fan, but I don't watch sports. Watching sports is one of the most boring things. And let me tell you another thing. One of the, you know, there's certain things in life, I'm sure that everybody out there can agree, there's certain steps that it takes to wake you up. Certain things that happen in life that wake you up incrementally over time. Well, I was a blackjack dealer in South Lake Tahoe when I was about 21, 22. And really, really fun job. I was right across one night. I was right across from the sports book, which is where they make all these bets. And I can't remember the guy's name, but he was the ex-commissioner of baseball, real old guy. And he was together with two other players that I think were football players. And they came over and sat at my table. The Allman Brothers were playing in the background. I mean, it was just an all-around good time. But these guys were so drunk, and we started talking about the sports book. And he outright flat told me that the sports book, the way to bet the book is through arbitrage. You really find the mistakes that happen in the different betting systems because they're based on – they're not random. They're based on the betting industry. So when you watch a game, all these people who are crazy about the, you know, the randomness, who's going to win the Super Bowl? Oh, gee, I don't know. Well, I can tell you who's going to win if I had access to the betting, to the sports books, to the betting industry. Because when you see a football game where the score is 50-10, and all of a sudden the losing team scores 3 or 4 touchdowns in the last 2 minutes of the game, guess what, folks? They're covering the point spread. That's the true nature of what you're watching. This is why it's a multi-million-dollar business. And keep in mind, the NFL, the NHL, the NBA, the NG, whatever, they're all non-profit organizations. They are they're unions, basically. So we have a the NFL is a nonprofit organization, tax exempt. This is the reality of the situation. The government allows these massive, massive things to be nonprofit because the betting industry is so huge. So you're talking about, again, covering that point spread. Doesn't mean they're going to cover who wins or loses, but they're covering the point spread so that the betting industry always comes out ahead. This from the ex-commissioner of baseball. So. I mean, it's
that is interesting. This whole point about gambling, I mean, it used to be legal only in Nevada and in certain areas, probably, you know, in Cuba and other places. But now you have gambling in every single state when you have a lottery. You also have a lot of these casinos are available in many of the states. And this is, I mean, this extracts resources from the communities that they are in. And it's, you know, it's very addictive, I think.
Well, it's also, it's being promoted by, well, I mean, we can talk about who's promoting it, but it's being promoted to governors as a way to balance the budget. It's a way to raise revenue for the state. And so you have a lot of state monopolies with alcohol, you know, tobacco, a lot of monopolies where states actually call it a monopoly. And, you know, in Utah, I can only buy alcohol from the state. I can't buy it from a store as far as hard liquor. And so likewise with gambling, you know, what the importantly, they've foisted that onto the Indian culture. And now the Indian culture, what was this, and still is if in, in certain parts, what was this beautiful, wonderful thing, it is now, they're now acting as organized crime in a way. It's kind of sad to see that come to fruition, where the Indian tribes are actually now no more than old world thugs when it comes to the gambling. And I, you know, I worked in the casinos, I know how they operate, and trust me when I say the house has much larger rake than you can possibly imagine. In other words, the odds that everybody pretends to understand are much more in the house's favor than they are than people think, as far
as the percentage. Of course, or they wouldn't be in business if it weren't, and giving away free food and, you know, in those big buffets that they have.
Well, yeah, it used to crack me up, because people would stand around or sit around at the blackjack table, and they would they would complain that other players weren't following the rules. And I'm like, which rules are those exactly? Some guy somewhere created a computer program to figure out what the best way to play was. Unfortunately, that was based on a computer model where every hand was played the same by every player, digital player. And so people follow that, and the casinos, of course, allow people, or want people to think, yeah, that's the best way to play like that. And people actually gang up on each other, thinking that they, you know, once they've been indoctrinated by other players, that's the correct way to play. And if you play this way, we'll eventually win. No, you won't. Trust me, as a former dealer, you don't. And if you are winning, I was in the process of learning how to deal from the bottom of the deck. Okay? That's the true nature of this industry. It is not your friend. It isn't. You're not going to win. And if you do, it's just a fluke, and you're not going to win again. But if you do win, you're probably going to go back thinking you can. And that's the real problem.
So you go back and you give it all back to them.
Yes.
Interesting. Well, okay, back to these mineral rights. How does one obtain mineral rights?
Oh, boy. It's easier than one might think. Keeping in mind that the Bureau of Land Management is exactly what the name says. It is managing the land until someone claims it, you see. It is the caretaker of that land. And so there's a specific way of actually claiming land. You lay out certain markers. Different materials are used, like PVC pipe, even rocks. When you're walking through someone's land, you don't even know there's a mining claim there. There'll be a pile of rocks in a certain formation, those kind of things. So the first thing you have to do is actually just go and find the land. Of course, you want to research that. But, I mean, I'm thinking about doing this myself, to be honest. There's Hal is part of something called the Jefferson County Mining Association, which is the first mining association that's been created in many, many, many decades.
Where is Hal located? Hal is in.
He's really close to us, or to me, I should say. I can't remember where Jefferson County is. I can pull it up real quick. He's somewhere on the West Coast, though.
Either
Nevada. I think he's in Nevada, if I'm not mistaken.
Jefferson County. Yeah. I don't know whether... Okay. Well, in Nevada, I mean, the federal government owns like 87% of Nevada.
Well, yeah, but remember, some of that land is... it's also important to understand the government can't own land per se. And this is a whole other can of worms, of course, and this is why government creates corporations. Because corporations, who,
oh, they can
know,
own land.
Well, yeah, people can own land, and corporations are people, too.
Yeah.
So we have a situation where government has all these corporations that now can go in and have mining rights. This is why these corporations are going in and, well, again, you go to the highest level, which is the United Nations. You take the United Nations, goes, you know, if a state wants land, oh, I hear the music.
All righty, we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is, or at least one of them is, realityblogger.wordpress.com. And you were talking about the United Nations and the jurisdiction over land and whatnot. And we also have an email question that I'd like to take up.
Sure. Well, I'll use the example of a local, what's happening locally to me. We've got a farmer here that's had farmland for over 100 years. He was an original scout of Brigham Young, very, very connected with the church. And yet that brings no respect because they've been taking piece by piece this man's farm. The problem with farming rights is that it's not mineral rights. Farmers really own just the topsoil, the land, not that pie chart. Farming, the important thing about mining is that mining is number one, most important in the hierarchy of things that land can be used for. Mining is number one, farming basically number two. So it's very difficult if this farmer were to be fighting this eminent domain that the state is doing. He could probably win his case just by that hierarchy, by proving that hierarchy and by proving that he's a working farm. Likewise, a miner, by proving that he's a working mine, that the government really has no authority to take that land. Because remember, it can't own the land. It can only manage the land. But it can sell to other private companies. So, again, we create these corporations, these holding companies that can be called people, and technically, although this is a gray area too, technically can hold that land legally and not allow miners to access it or farmers. And so what happens is that from the United Nations, through the federal government, through what are called standards and practices that come from the Federal Financial Officers Association, that kind of thing, the financial officers within the state or the county or the city basically are getting together with these what we call green groups, these nonprofit groups like Sierra Club, Greenpeace, whatever one it is. They're all fake basically, because their purpose is to come in and declare an endangered species or declare an endangered species of plant, fauna, or tree, and that overrides other aspects with regards to working the land. And so all of a sudden that land cannot be utilized by the miner. The miner can't show a profit because he can't mine his land or farm his land. All of a sudden the land can be reacquired by the holding company, basically the government, and then it can be given to someone else. So this is a very much a routine that is being used. It's a standard of practice to steal people's claims and land. And it's very sad to see what's happening with this farmer. They're about to take his mother's house with his dying father in it, and that would also very importantly make her stake of land less than 5 acres. That would mean that the $200 that she pays for taxes would go up to about $200,000 worth of taxes.
Oh my goodness.
Now you see the point.
Yes. All righty. We are going to take our 60-second break, and for station ID, and we'll be right back.